Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? Talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Hey. No. Bow.
Bitch, I'm from New York. 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 Walk in the spot in this city, designer through city. You know I'm a turner. Broke out the Henny and I got a blood fucking around through a bed when I burn her. Shorty right here, she a freak and she move like a pro tryna dance, so I turn her. Then she feelin' when I think it's a burner. She ain't used to my box, she a learner. Pieces of glitter my neck up. Didn't fucking protect us. We was young niggas dreaming about picking protect up. Always tryna arrest us. Fuck all them niggas, don't let me get messed up. Niggas think he a wrestler. I'ma just teach him some shit, no semester. I gotta get to the bag. Damn, I think I fell in love with the cat. Been in the studio working hard to the max. I never ever fall back. I'm in my Birkin, nigga. Run up, we murkin', niggas. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin', niggas. I'm in my Birkin, nigga. Run up, I'm murkin', niggas. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin', niggas. Bitch, I'm from New York. Bitch, I'm from New York.
Jump in the crowd, they keep saying we too wild. I fell in love with the crowd, they fell in love with the sound. Bow, 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 bow. Attention, move around with a vengeance. Bow, bow, bend them, throw it down, offend them. Hey, 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 I'm with the demons and henchmen. We can't wait until we see it's a victim. Give me the money, I need them itches. Them niggas know when I see them, it's different. I know you're out to my finger twitching.
Got 52 shots in his Glock, but a nigga won't let up. XD and nigga to him, put on Beretta. Ruffle and feather, I leave him dead. I got that bitch sucking on my trust. I move real close, yeah, we do it better. I got the hoes like I'm Hugh Hefner. Bitch, I'm a dog, I'm a blue devil. One dip, anemic, skinny, it's reading. Burkhead, I'm geeking. Shit turned me to a demon. Bad bitch named Breeze, nice, but treachy. She want me to breathe it. I'm like, nah, bitch, you sneaky. I make it rain on whoever. I make it rain at whoever. Nigga, I put in pain. I'm the shooter and the driver. And I rock all of your friends. Crush the paper, fry the two. Put an eighth to my split. Bro, in my zone. I put a road. Smoke it up to the face.
New York, bitch, I'm from New York.
sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York or Japan.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, I'm feeling too sexy to accept requests.
Way too sexy.
And I'm way too sexy to go unprotected.
Way too sexy.
And she popped a Tesla, now she gone electric.
Choo-choo.
Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, think we got too sexy for that metro housing.
Way too sexy.
Diamond popped out, almost swallowed 60,000.
60 pieces.
Section need more things in here, I like it crowded.
Wait. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I like it crowded. Oh, you like the boy, well tell me what you like about him. You a turnt a little thotty, ain't no wife about it. I'ma fuck her friends and send her back to metro housing.
Yeah, I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for the ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I pop out, get ghosts on a bitch, you don't know where I went. Pray for all my dogs, all my niggas behind the fence. Drippin' in it, I was feelin' in a new designer gear by Coaster. Pay attention to the detail, going two-tone on choker. Young niggas always ready to murk, some call them some smokers. Young niggas have emotion, don't make sure the car gets did a 360, windmill when I left the scene. That's that action, her best work on her knees.
Too sexy for this cash, too sexy for this serve, too sexy for these pills, I'm too sexy for this. I get cash wherever I fly, got bitches sexing on me. Money, cars, and all this jewelry make a bill of sexy. I get cash wherever I fly, got bitches sexing on me. Yeah, I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
Too sexy, yeah. To count, yeah. Fitty, yeah. My neck, yeah. Spaghetti, yeah. Red diamonds, yeah. Spaghetti, ooh. This paper, I shredded, yeah. I swindled, yeah. No sweating, yeah. I saw you, yeah. Begging, yeah. Oh, God damn you petty, I ain't done spinning, yeah. No pin pins, I spin it, yeah. Bag in that, my man ain't gon' steal it,
oh,
100 bag for made these young hoes wish they was rich. A Green Gator, they look like a switch.
Yeah.
Georgia, yo, I spit 26 licks. Too sexy,
yeah.
My neck, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, let me correct me. I'll let you today see. I've been kicking shit. Might need a prosthetic. I pray through the chopper on my pillow. Too fairy.
Yeah, Chopper Die 2.
Yeah,
the king has returned.
Just what your motherfuckers is waiting on.
Cannon,
the
cannon.
Wait, it's
yeah.
Over.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready like the handle on the pigeon where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty. Here I come, hope you niggas ready like the handle on the pigeon where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty.
Streets couldn't wait to get their hands on this one. Another masterpiece produced by the hood. Snowman,
yeah.
Dark Cannon.
Yeah.
I think y'all motherfuckers ready now.
Yeah.
Now come
the cannon.
Here
I come, hope you niggas ready like the handle on the vision where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty. Been a motherfucking minute, how you niggas been? We got a lot to talk about, where should we begin? Can't trust these niggas cause they unholy. They're a man for himself, that's what the streets show me. Not demand my respect, that's what the streets show me. No speak on Creek Craig cause his feet foaming. I watched niggas do some shit I couldn't understand. You know I stayed prepared for it, didn't understand. What he thinking, got him wondering. Meanwhile I'm working wonders, I'm the wonder man. I woke up feeling love, trap or die to it. Still count no money, think I'm half Jewish. And if you thought it, I was over, then you half foolish. That boy young, he gets it done, these niggas half do this. Yeah, I tell him who better, who better. Get it fucked up, nigga, not ever, ever. The niggas that you love to hate, they call him young. The big homie sat me down when I was young. He said, I hope that you're ready cause you're the one. Listen to him, stay down and bought me one. Trip to the Green Brown Mall and bought me some. I learned me a valuable lesson and taught me some. What's that? If you believe you sell a TV, that street money will buy you some shit you wouldn't believe. All types of homes and watches, luxury cars. Why the hell y'all think I be spitting luxury bars? Let me ask you a question, do you believe? Right now it's young and them, who you believe? Take a trip with me down, memory, yeah. Seven old nines and slits and 50 slabs. Flood the streets, typhoon south, and there's a drought. It'll turn you to a marketing genius, deep doubt. Told him 500 a piece, bring me a grand. Niggas think I'm showing them love, I'm building my brand. Why they hell you think I sold all them nines? Cause I'm a lead. Came from the jungle, more stripes than a fucking thief. Born on the day of the ounce, the 28. Niggas signed with the scale, we knew he would sell. Type of nigga know I'm the shit, I feel stank. And right now I'm feeling myself, I feel faint. Chances of making it out, they ain't great. Wanna hear from somebody that done it, I feel great. Do it for the times I was stressed, I lost weight. Patrolling, accepting my past, I lost eight. Taking the rest on the album, that's all that I gotta say. Trap or die too, that 103 on the way. What's up? Who better, nigga?
Cannon.
All right, peace to the gods. Hold on. Brother got to go to the bathroom, so I'm going to play one more song.
Your money. Yeah. So. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a headnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed seats. And today I went shopping and talk is still cheap.
All right, let me start these lives real quick. All right, a brother's live. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Hope everyone's doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. You are now listening to Consultation Wednesday with your boy Jonah Bay. We have an up-and-coming seminar on the 26th of February. It's called Setting the Record Straight, where I'm going to show y'all how to use the laws to get everything discharged. By law, and they have to do it by law. They don't do that shit 241, 242 suit, right? But it's going down February 26th here in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are $360. First come, first serve. So it is what it is. So someone sent me an interesting email today. And it says, the IRS warns millions across the U.S. to hold off on filing taxes. Now, I try to look at the actual story, but I didn't want to become a member of this website to actually get the story, so I didn't. Question, what y'all think that's about? What do y'all think that's about? The IRS warning people not to file taxes. Sound like they about to get rid of the IRS to me. In other words, I know a lot of y'all have been doing y'all's tax injunctions, courtesy of Jonah Bay, showed y'all how to do these tax injunctions. And I got quite a few tax injunction consultations. And more people are, you know, sending them off. So what y'all think? Are they getting rid of the IRS or not? I told y'all, in my humble opinion, they ain't gonna have no choice if y'all all getting yourselves out of paying taxes, plus demanding them to pay all the money that they ever take from y'all in y'all's lives. That causes a big problem, especially when they ain't got no budget for the U.S. government. In case y'all didn't know it, most U.S. government buildings are closed to the public. They're closed. You don't believe me? Google it. Check it out. Going down. A lot of things that's going down, they're not talking about. They're not letting y'all know what's really going down. But with that being said, let me open up the call lines and see what's going on out here. I'm going to 910-813. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. How are you, brother, man?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, brother man. With the IRS, I would hope they would, you know, soon do away with it. But I haven't seen that message up yet. I would like to see. But I had spoke with you Monday, and the question what I wanted to ask you was, when you're doing the affidavit for denial, is it headed the affidavit of denial and then rebuttal to the citation, or is that how it will be headed?
Nah. Check it. Normally, they give you a ticket, and you got 72 hours to send it back. I would normally take that ticket, make a copy, and then I write on it in red magic marker, refuse for cause, and then I would also say no contract and send it back within 72 hours. Now, if it's past that time to do that, you have to actually do an affidavit of denial where you say, I deny, I deny, I deny. Whatever the ticket is talking about, you're saying you deny. You don't have to listen to me doing it. Go to Rule 8, and Rule 8 of the Federal Rules of Procedure tells you the procedure on how to do it. I want y'all to get familiar with the actual law. Jonah don't like telling y'all what to do. Jonah likes telling y'all what the law says. So it says, B, defenses, omissions, and denials. In general, in responding to a pleading, a party must, A, state short and plain terms in defense of each claim asserted against it, and B, omit or deny allegations asserted against it by an opposing party. Two, denials responding to substantive denials must fairly respond to substantive of the allegations. So, you're literally going to be like, I deny, I deny, I deny. And you, after you say I deny, you can put down in your own words why you're denying it, or you could just leave it as I deny. But this is what the rule is telling you. You understand that?
I got it. Gotcha. I got it.
Anything
got
else?
It. That's gonna do for tonight.
All right then.
I'll let you grab some other piece.
I'm going to by the way, I don't know if y'all know it. It's a new interview of me up on YouTube, Jonah Bay. And it's up there, and I did it, Friday night. Check it out. For the people on Patreon, I put it in the Patreon in the whole nine. 864-606. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Back what up, God?
Is the background noise too loud? Because I'm kind of outside.
We can hear you, but your voice is too low.
Oh, man. I try to speak up and make it quick.
All right.
I was just wondering, as far as discharge is concerned, and I know I probably should wait for this discharge injunction, but would one be expecting back if you do a discharge? I've never done one. But
you ain't expecting
a return.
Back. You're not. That's like asking, have you already did an injunction?
No. Oh, no, yeah, an injunction for the name, yes.
Injunction for the name.
Well, an injunction on the in legis.
You mean travel injunction you did?
Yeah, a travel injunction, correct.
Okay. What did they send you back?
Nothing.
Exactly. But it works, huh? Exactly. So that's going to be your answer.
Okay.
So you expect them never to bill you. You expect them never to bill you for it. But, you know, a few people is going to get a message back from the companies. Most people ain't never going to get nothing back. They're just going to do it.
Say it's for a car, though. How would one, what would one be doing in the case
they
of
They would
a
have
vehicle?
To, like, in your injunction, you would have to explicitly say, send me that title when you got 72 hours to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Copy that.
All right, peace, dog. All right, 561-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
What's going on, Jonah?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great. Can't call it. You know, just chilling like a villain.
Nah, man, it's the guy from the child support injunction. Yes.
Oh, what up, yo?
Email.
Oh, shit.
Question. How? Huh?
Nah, go ahead.
How do, and I guess this is a general question, too. But how do you go about signing paper? Is it first, is it last name, comma, first name, middle?
When you talking about signing papers, last name, comma, first name, middle is always your creditor side. That's where you want to sign.
Okay. That was my main question, and I might have to redo my injunction, my regular injunction, because I was going fast.
It doesn't matter what how you signed it. That's gonna work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the main question. You said you also said send one to the opposing attorney. Am I just writing that somewhere on the paper, or should I just print out another?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about an injunction? What are you talking about?
The child support injunction.
Okay. Yes. It don't go to the opposing attorney. You need to pay more attention. I told you. It goes to the clerk of court, her copy, mm-hmm. and then you give her a second copy, and on that copy it says opposing attorney's copy.
Okay. 10-4. And that was the main question. I caught that.
I'm going to need y'all, when y'all get y'all's consultation, start recording it or take some notes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Then you supposed to have wrote that down, B.
Definitely. I just proposed the question the wrong way. My bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace, bro.
254-338. Peace.
We ain't really good. Peace to the God.
What up?
So, considering a suit that is from a DPS concern that's under 1983, and then a mortgage concern that is dealing with the instrument and the trust having that authorized person go after that security. To combine those,
I wouldn't do no suit like that.
Okay.
And
so don't combine.
And first of all, I don't do mortgage case. What you talking about is a mortgage case.
Okay.
And you talking about going after the note. I ain't got nothing to say about that, because that argument ain't gonna even work to try to get a house. Right?
Right. No pursuit of the house.
Uh-huh. So you better off learning how to discharge and take it that direction.
Indeed. Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
I 478-3. You know, hold on. Before I call this number out, that's another thing. It wasn't him that talked to me. Someone was in my email, and they were talking about the name that shall not be mentioned. And the name that shall not be mentioned had a guest on his show talking about they get rid of mortgages and all that. So someone hit me up and was like, yo, can I get the name of that person? And I'm like, yo, that shit don't work. This person kept on writing about 3 to 4 different emails to me. I'm like, yo, I said the shit don't work. So then they were, oh, so you just have guests on your show that be lying? What the fuck the matter with y'all people? What the fuck the matter with y'all? It's like you want me to give you this person's information so this person can charge you money and you your ass will be homeless. I would figure you would want to hear the fucking truth and use that money to figure something else out or have money to move or whatever, right? First of all, the person wasn't on my show. That person was on someone else's show that was affiliated with me, which isn't now. If I tell you the shit don't fucking work, leave it alone. I said, you know, I had to write back and finally say, don't contact me with this shit no more. I said what the fuck I said. Why do people make me fucking repeat myself and start cussing is beyond me. But I'm getting up there in age, y'all. And since I'm up there in age, I ain't got no tolerance for bullshit. I'm just like the classic old black man. Will cuss your ass the fuck out. Stop wasting my goddamn time and stop asking me questions in a damn email. The only place I answer goddamn questions is on this phone, in my shows, or consultations. So now, since the person did that, anytime y'all ask me any damn question in my goddamn email, I'ma say, ask me on the show. With that being said, let me go back to the call line. I'm going to 478-302. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Brother Jonah. They better back up off of you, start aggravating you. We need you to stay focused.
Why that person make me say it 4 times? Four different emails. Like I ain't got nothing better to do than to fucking be answering your frivolous questions in an email.
Yeah, because it's stupid. They just want to stay stuck on stupid and pull you to the stupid side. Tell them to pay attention.
But they be like, yo, you mean as fuck. Now, if they would have paid for a consultation, I'd explain to them more of how the shit don't work. But everyone should know by now, I tell people, yo, I ain't doing no foreclosure. If they
and then
the, fuck God,
money,
tells
it
them,
don't work.
I had a business doing that.
It don't work. You tell us all the time, like, why you got to keep saying it like a broken record? Golly.
Right. Yo, if it don't work, look, the other night, I read a document on the air Monday just for this chick, that chick. But you know what it tells me? She never listened to the show. But another brother who I actually wrote that for, from his case, he listened and got it, and he moving. This is what I mean. People want all the answers, but they won't do no studying. How in the hell you can't even just listen to my current show when I was talking about you? I just don't understand these people, man. Jonah, help me.
Well, Jonah, you know you are a superhero, so I'm not going to step on them because they're not paying attention or listening to the past shows. But it's obvious that it don't work. If it works, somebody needs to prove that it goddamn worked and leave us alone until it works.
You know what I mean?
That
but,
part.
You know, I'm going to do this shit again. She ain't going to hear this show either. Here we go. And then I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to read this real quick.
Okay.
In the Circuit Court of Fulton County, Georgia. Jonah Bay versus Fulton County tax assessors. Notice of motion and motion to intervene with an injunction. Notice of estoppel and stipulation of constitutional challenge to all Georgia State Fulton County tax statutes, procedures, and tax assessor's office on a house taxes that goes against the Constitution and the United States, U.S., on house taxes, which is slavery and a corruption of blood, where protection is protection to person and property is the paramount duty of government and shall be impartial and complete. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property except by due process of law. No law affecting private rights shall be varied in any particular case by special legislation except by free consent in writing of all persons affected thereby and a motion to intervene with an injunction for house taxes on federal and state for the name Bay, Jonah Bay, doing business as Jonah John Scott under SS number Jurisdiction, pursuant to Article 6, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made pursuant thereof and treaties made and which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state in the contrary, notwithstanding. So it just said if the United States had laws, they got to follow the laws in each and every state. And if they have any laws that goes against those laws or the Constitution, it's without standing. So I put number one, this court has jurisdiction in all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution and the laws of the United States and the treaties made. And the above Constitution, Article 3 mentions, as mentions, 42 U.S.C. 1983. Pursuant to 1877 Georgia Constitution, as ratified without subsequent amendments, Article 6, Judiciary, Section 4, Paragraph 1. The Superior Court shall have exclusive jurisdiction in cases respecting titles to land and equity cases. So then I wrote, in a case for a house to be foreclosed on, or whether it's for taxes or a bank, it must be done in Superior Court in Georgia State. It cannot be done under any non-judicial procedure out of court. Now, the whole point is I proved where the Constitution says it's illegal to do non-judicial foreclosures. Now, almost in every state, they're doing non-judicial foreclosures. It's unconstitutional. I read this shit, this is the second time I'm reading it. Now, if the chick was smart, she'd be listening to the show and then rewind the show and start writing everything I just read. This is what I mean by people ain't studying. It's not like I'm not giving the answers. They don't hear them. Stupidity, yo. But anyway, what questions you got for me, homegirl?
I got a good question for you. If you never did a 9-8, if you did your 9-8 numbers, trust, and you got more than one, but you never did any of the tax forms, not one.
You ain't supposed to do no tax forms.
Like not even Form 56 and those other forms?
A 9-8 number, the IRS manual. When I showed y'all how to get a 9-8 number, I showed y'all the IRS manual read from it. The IRS manual talks about a 9-8 number goes on the do not report file. They actually throw every file that comes to that number away. It's a number that's not going to be followed or taxed by no IRS. They don't have no file. The only files they would have is if you did a form a form 8832 for another corporation. Let's say you got an LLC. You would do a form 8832 and you would put the responsible and the owner down as the 98 name and the 98 number. But other than that, they ain't going to keep no files on no 98 number.
Yeah, because you said something about a 1041 and a 1042, but I know one is foreign and one is domestic, and I didn't know.
They don't send you that. You don't get a CP575 for a 98 number. You get a PC575, which tells you to do a 1041 for a regular trust. You have no paperwork on the 98.
Yeah, just the initial one, then where they send you the 98 number.
Well, you lucky if you got that. I ain't never got that. I took the number on the phone, and I got many of them. I took the number on the phone, and they don't send nothing out.
Let's see. How did I get the 98 number? I think
they give it to you, and then put it
in the mail.
Yeah, they hit the thing where it says send it to me in the mail. I never got that because I took the number right away.
Okay. So I'm okay if I didn't do nothing to it. Just hold it.
Yeah. The 98 number is for you to start claiming it owns all types of stuff, and you do an 8832 with the IRS to show it owns all those corporations that you have and all that. It's supposed to be a holding trust.
Right. So it can hold the estate and you know, the certificate of LIBOR thingy.
Yes.
So I'm okay. So that's why you said, just because a lot of people, they just go get another 98 number because they scared because they never filed in time or something like that.
I have no idea why they do that. I ain't never taught that. That's another case of there's tons of people who misunderstand and teaching other people wrong stuff. That ain't what the IRS manual tells you to do. That ain't what you're supposed to do. This is why I ask people all the time, yo, where you get that from? What law can you recite that told you to do that? They ain't got no answer because it said it nowhere.
Well, I know the main thing that you put in me and you said that we're not really required to file anything.
Yo, that's what the manual says. So, and then people will be like, oh, well, what if the IRS sends me something for taxes? I says, yo, the IRS manual says you're supposed to write, I'm not responsible for no new U.S. tax return. So this is what I'm saying. People ain't studying enough, so they don't hear the instructions of the actual law. Their comprehension is off.
So I got it on 88.
The thing is, if they wouldn't need me to repeat it because they would know what the actual law says.
Okay, good question. So, yeah, I kind of heard it go around. Other people kind of ask around that question, and mm-hmm. you kind of answered it from asking it in a way. So I wanted to ask it in a way that, yeah, we all understand that we're not required to file, and the only time we do is to give notice as the owner.
What is a 9-8 going to file? How and why? A 9-8 is not even a part of the United States. Why would it be filing? That's like you saying you aren't from China, but you doing a Chinese tax return. Who the hell would do that and why? See, y'all got to start really comprehending, because when you comprehend that would be you are foreign to the United States. The 9-8 is foreign. Why would it be filing a goddaggone U.S. tax return?
Or the 1042.
You know, 1040 is a tax return, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just said no tax return, so you didn't have to specify the 1040. You know what I mean? That means all of them. It don't have to file none of them.
Right. Makes sense, Jonah.
All right, then. Peace.
Peace. Thank you.
No problem. 470-261. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, John. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Doing good. I had a couple quick ones because you actually answered one of my questions already from when the other caller asked.
Okay.
But I do got two quick ones. When I'm doing my DBAs, and I'm making my 9-8, you know, the doing business as a Morris name and doing business as my straw man, do I need to try to use my own notary that I know to do that? When I go to get that notarized for my Morris name, I'm not going to need to show ID for that notary, am I?
You can show, it all depends. I mean, like, did you pick a name, your Morris name is totally different than your straw man's name? But if, like,
yeah,
your Morris name is like mine's, where my straw man's name is Jonah John Scott and my Morris name is Jonah John Bay, they accepted my ID with no problem.
Okay, so it's a toss-up pretty much on that.
Right.
Okay.
That's
the
pitfalls of y'all wanting these extraordinary goddamn names that don't sound nothing like your.
Well, they do. I just chopped off all of the last name and middle name. I just went with Travis L.
Right.
Travis.
So it should work. It should work.
All right. That's cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I ain't get too crazy. I really was trying to keep it simple.
No, do I leave that, keep the name, because the name is connected to your inheritance. So a lot of people really don't know what Noble Drew Ali instructed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's funny. I was just asking another Morris, just like, if she knew where I could get information to study what it was that he was teaching. It's hard to Google.
All you do is Google,
mm-hmm,
Noble Drew Ali sayings. You could read it all yourself.
Noble Drew Ali, what? Say it again.
Sayings.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Cool. I'm going to do that. My last one was I got a property, and it got the county put a lien on it because they said that it was, they blighted it, you know, because we got to go in there and rehab it. We didn't do it yet. So they kind of blew through the hearings and everything and rooted, blighted, and they put a lien on it. Is there anything I could do about that as far as to the trust, giving it to my 9-8, or do I just have to fight all of their rulings that they ruled?
I don't talk about houses. I don't know how many times I got to say this, and y'all always come up.
Oh, no, my bad. I didn't need that. Okay. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't answering that. That's real estate. That's you know what I mean? I don't even know what blight means. It sounds like they saying they're gonna take your shit.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a foreclosure. I don't fuck with foreclosures.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I didn't know you saw it like that. It's a foreclosure. Well, it is. I guess.
Right? They saying they want to snatch your shit up. It's a foreclosure. But here's the thing. I really don't think you paid attention. Y'all got to understand why.
It's unconstitutional. It's non-judicial. So, and you just said.
Thank you. So why would you ask me that question?
Well, see, I didn't know. When you said foreclosure, I thought you meant like, you know, a conventional where people think the bank, you didn't pay the mortgage.
You just said it yourself out of your own mouth. You was like, it's against the Constitution. It's non-judicial. I don't give a fuck how they trying to do it. It's non-judicial.
Okay. I got it. I understand it now. Okay. No, that's cool, cool. I just had never heard that before. So, you know, it's my first. I had to process it, you know. But now
This is why I said, if y'all hear me say something like that document, that's actually a house injunction. I didn't finish it, but that's a house injunction. So if y'all actually go back and study this show and Monday's show and really listen to it, there is your answer for your foreclosures.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just gonna replay the show. And
I don't fuck with foreclosures, but there's your answer. Shit.
Gotcha. No, I appreciate you. I'm gonna replay the show and I'm gonna do exactly what you said the last person should have did. So I got you. I appreciate you.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 708-940. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, John.
Peace. What up?
Yo, so happy and grateful. Lost sums of money is coming to me quickly and easily. And perfect health is going to me quickly and easily. And to everybody listening out there, Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe.
Yo, so I caught that what's the name that you put up on Patreon with old boy, right? That's the cat I was asking you if you had heard of. He was on somebody else's show. And I was asking, yo, you familiar with these cats? You like, nah, I don't know them. So when
I don't know. That was video, my first time speaking with him. He actually reached out to me on the gram and said, can I interview you on my show and all that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I didn't know nothing about him. But he said he's been following what I've been teaching. He finds it to be right and exact and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he this one cat that he was dealing with, dude had put him on this travel shit, like whatever. He had this whole little, this little system he was putting together, but I knew it was garbage. So when I heard somebody make mention of your name on there, that's why I said, I wonder if Jones affiliated with this cat, man. So that's why I asked, man. It was all it was, though. But,
yeah, see, remember when I tell y'all I'm the teacher of teachers? So a lot of them would be like, yo, I'm Jonah Bay's student and shit like that. But Jonah Bay don't know this person because they hear my teaching, on social media. And they like, they accept me as their teacher, but I don't know them personally as a student of mine. No.
Right. Nah, that's peace. That's peace.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you the teacher of teachers, man, so it makes sense. You know, he probably got the information through somebody else who was being the agent, man. It's all good.
Right.
Yeah. So check, right? I got two questions. The first one I got for you is this, man. Can I still register the that CD with the IRS or no?
CD? Cash deposit?
No, CPN.
CPN. Oh, yo, when you say CPN, what are you talking about? You got to break that down for me.
Credit profile number.
Okay. So when you say registered, you didn't get the number from the IRS? You made it yourself?
Yeah.
All right. If you made your own number, you are going to have to register it, right? But
okay.
I always tell people just to get an EIN. See, what you're talking about is the man that shall not be mentioned. He taught that. I ain't never taught that. Because when he was talking CPNs, he talking about you using it like a social, right?
Right.
I ain't teaching that. What I've taught you is to get an EIN. A EIN is a credit profile number, and set it up as a unincorporated association or a LLC or something. Why?
Right.
Because if you, let's say you're going to get a car and you give them the number, the CPN, but you wrote it down like that's a social, that's fraud. You can go to jail for that, right?
Right.
But if you give them an EIN, you could never get in trouble for that because that's how business is done, business to business with EIN.
Right. That makes
you see?
Sense.
So it's a big difference between what I'm teaching you and what the name that shall not be mentioned was teaching.
Now, I pulled that. So, look, it was interesting because I was in the archives digging, and I was moving around in there, and I ran across it since it was something that I was already kind of knowledgeable on anyway. But it was like, damn, I need to run this brother again, see what he think about this. I mean, I know it was something that, I know a caller called in, and you directed him that way. But I would pass it off of you just to be fresh on it. You know what I'm saying? It might be something, might not.
I got you. But see, my thing is always to give y'all remedy without ever jeopardizing y'all going to jail or getting in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, remedy without recourse.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll definitely follow.
Least resistance. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my goal.
So
anything that will cause trouble, I will never teach you. That's why everyone like, yo, Jonah, how come you don't teach about 1099 and OID and 1099C and shit like that? Nah, B. Public and private don't mix, right? So if you're doing a 1099C, what you're saying is I'm the original creditor, which would be up under a 1099 OID, and I'm going to cancel the debt for the borrower, which will be the bank, right? So that would happen into private money. But you're doing it as the straw man, which means now what? You broke the barrier between public and private. That will get you locked up.
Yeah, so it's fraudulent because it's almost the same as like you giving them information to pierce the trust.
Exactly. See? So...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't, you know what I mean? But did I give everyone a 1099A? Yes. Because 1099A is what?
Right.
Discharge when you're doing abandonment and when you're doing acquisitions, right? So anyone can use a 1099A. But what y'all got to realize is them forms are what y'all call private. That's why they written in red.
Right.
Don't mix straw man, public and private. It is what it is. But yo, wonderful talking to you. Peace, God.
Yeah, peace.
All right, we got an upcoming seminar, and it is going to be February 26th in Atlanta. Go to jonahbay.com to get more information. I'm going to teach y'all how to do a discharge injunction where they're forced to do it by law. Whole bunch of laws y'all ain't never known about. And, of course, the classic HJR 192 is what y'all call it. All right? So we out of here. Peace to the God.